You're listening to Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favourite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfil your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
Super Yacht Radio, making you feel good all day long.
Welcome to Super Yacht Radio. I'm continuing our wonderful series with Super Yacht Foodie. We are exploring again some of the amazing products available from Finland and looking in particular this week at really some cultural experiences which give these foods. And joining me this morning is Asko Rantanen, who is in charge of Natural Nordic. And we are going to be exploring the world of mushrooms and berries and wild herbs and some amazing natural products. Welcome, Asko. Lovely to have you here at Super Yacht Radio.
Thank you for having us. It's nice to be here and have this chance to talk about our unique product.
So in kind of understanding and researching about this, one of the things that struck me of what you're offering is really kind of some of the bones of the Finnish experience. You know, from Finnish friends I have, their memories in childhood are about going into the woods and picking berries. And I mean, the variety of mushrooms in Finland are hundreds of different varieties. And it's very much kind of a part of the life, the Finnish life experience, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's a long tradition. Here in North, the summer is short and winter is long. And for the Arctic culture, there hasn't been that much of a harvest. So it's been natural that people have used the things that there are in the forest, the berries and the mushrooms and the herbs for the supply for the winter. And that tradition has gone over centuries and people are still doing that. I remember from my childhood when we went to go and pick bilberries in the forest. And people do that still a lot, pick them berries themselves or mushrooms or harvest herbs from their garden or near forest.
And I think one of the, I mean, we've talked on Super Yacht Foodie programs before. You know, Finland is actually one of the most natural and pure environments in the world, let alone in Europe. And forests are abundant in Finland too. But also, as you said, winters are long, which means that the growing season, my understanding is the growing season is actually quite short, but it also means that that growing season is very much packed, both with nutrients and flavors, because the growing season is so short.
Yeah, that's very true. The season is very short, but on the other hand, the sun is shining almost around the day. Mm-hmm. Especially in the northern Finland, and that way the plants get their nutrients well and they grow fast, and that way they have very high nutrient densities in them. And the other side is of course that the winter is on the other hand long, but there's snow, which both protect the plants and keep them diseases and insects away, so they are much healthier there. And overall, the Finnish nature is very pure. And as you know, we do have a lot of forest in our country, and not that much population or interest here. So it's very clean air, water, and the nature.
Yeah. So just kind of starting to look at, you know, one of your big products is looking at mushrooms. Now, one of those amazing facts I discovered is that not only are there hundreds of different types of mushrooms, but Finland overall actually produces something like 1,000 million kilograms of mushrooms every year in total of all the different varieties. Out of curiosity, how do you, because I think of kind of going and finding wild mushrooms with my father in Ireland, and you knew not to pick them near the trees, or there were certain types you didn't pick. But for kind of producing a bigger volume, how do you source your mushrooms? Are they still kind of, because you've got some very unique types as well, how do you source those?
Yeah, we have a supplier base who basically the pickers who go on to the forest and pick the mushrooms there. And there are companies who do the gentle drying process for them. And we get those mushrooms to our facilities where we pack them to our brand.
So they're still essentially hand-picked?
Yeah, everything is hand-picked, basically all these forest mushrooms that we have in our selection. And we do at the moment have three mushrooms in our selection: chanterelle, trumpet chanterelle, and a horn of plenty, which are especially chanterelle and trumpet chanterelle are one of the most common mushrooms that you can find in Finnish forest. And that's why we have selected those as well. And they are also quite easy to use, mild in flavor, and it's easy to add to any kind of food.
So they have a milder flavor, do they, than the horn of plenty? Because horn of plenty is a great name for any mushroom, kind of evokes a certain image. I presume they're kind of different, slightly different flavors, like we would associate the difference of, I don't know, portobellos to regular.
Yeah, they do have different flavors than other type of mushrooms like portobellos. And all these three mushrooms came from the same chanterelle family of mushrooms. So the nutritional values are quite the same. So the difference is in the flavor. Chanterelle and trumpet chanterelle, they are milder, and this horn of plenty, that has a bit stronger flavor. Some say it's a little bit cheese flavor there, and some say that when it's dried, there's some truffle note in there as well. So
delicate flavor. Good.
Yeah, very delicate flavor.
And nutritionally, mushrooms also pack quite a punch. I mean, actually, your average mushroom is actually quite a large percentage, something like 85% water. So I would presume then the dried mushrooms must be quite nutritionally packed because you've kind of removed the water. But as a nutritional source, they're abundant in vitamins and minerals, aren't they?
Yeah, that's very true. They are very packed, and especially vitamin D is because here in Finland people get, or human body gets vitamin D from the sun, and we don't get that much of sun here.
Not for about 6 months.
So it's it has traditionally been a good source of vitamin D for us people here in Finland, but then also they have vitamin B, B2 and B3. Chanterelle has carotenoids. They have several minerals like potassium, iron, zinc, and selenium. But on the other hand, they are low in sodium. So they are, in that respect, a healthier food.
And protein as well. I mean, I have vegetarian, so mushrooms are one of the vegetables I try and add into their diet as much as I can as well.
Yeah, that's true. They are very suitable for vegan diet, and they do have a high protein content as much as in milk or peas. And they also have a lot of dietary fiber.
Mm-hmm. And so when, I mean, you've got beautiful packaging, but do they come in a dried form or in a powdered form?
We do have both chanterelle and trumpet chanterelle. We have both in dried and powdered form. Horn of Plenty and trumpet chanterelle, we have both in dried and in powdered format. Chanterelle, we have only in dried format because it's a little bit difficult to make a dried and powder it.
So they can then be used, I mean, I presume the powders can be used more as a flavoring, where the dried can be rehydrated and cooked in to whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true. So basically dried mushrooms, you can soak them for a while and then use as you would use fresh mushrooms in your dishes.
Wonderful. So moving on to the kind of next superfood that you offer is berries, which I have learned a lot about recently, but it also strikes me on super yachts in particular, berries are a very perishable food. You know, even if they, for the provisioning, they don't last very long, and yet they really are quite a superfood. So you have kind of a combination of berries that would be familiar to people, like blackcurrant, I think, but mm-hmm. also some very distinctive Scandinavian berries like lingonberry.
Yeah, berries are very good and nutrient-packed as well. They have a lot of dietary fiber and vitamins. On the other hand, low in carbohydrates, energy, and fat. We process them and dry them in very low temperature to keep all these good nutrients there and vitamins there. The berries we have, you mentioned about blackcurrant, that's maybe the most common, and berries and widely used. Lingonberry and bilberry are very typical of these berries that you can find in the Finnish forest, and they are widely picked and their harvest is relatively big. Bilberry especially is very good. It has a nice sweet flavor. And then if you compare that wild bilberry to a cultivated blueberry, it's much more packed in a way, which you can see even from the color. If you cut it half, the wild bilberry is totally dark inside, but the cultivated blueberry that's yellowish inside. And that's really that, for example, the bilberry has four times the amount of antioxidants than the cultivated ones.
Wow, sizable. I mean, that's not even kind of the difference between organic and wild. I have actually tried the difference. Obviously, I've tried blueberries, but I've also tried wild blueberries, which are almost a different type of berry. Do you know, because they're much smaller, but again, their flavor is a lot more intense than, you know, your average one. Or your avid shop one, so to speak.
That's true. Really, the wild berries, they all have a very intense flavor. And like sea buckthorn, which is very packed of vitamin C, and it also has omega fatty acids in its seeds. And I want to point out that in our berry powders, we use the whole berry, including the seeds. So it includes everything that the berry has.
So also all that fiber that would be lost without the seeds is included as well, I presume.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of keeping with the wild berries is also the use of wild herbs. You know, I'm in Ireland, we have an abundance of nettles, but I actually have realized I really need to start getting up into the hills and picking some because, you know, the nutritional content of wild herbs like nettles is phenomenal. I had no idea of actually, I'm going to say kick-ass superfood. They actually are. And you also have something called Lady's Mantle, which I was less familiar about. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we have a couple of herbs in our selection at the moment, and we are constantly, because there are plenty of these different herbs in the wild, and there could be easily something like 20 or 30 in our selection, but we carefully take a look at that, where there's interest and what would be the potential to bring in the market, and if there's demand and question from our customers, we can add certain herbs into the selection. You mentioned about nettle, that's really strong herb and quite widely used, and it's like compared to spinach, it has more nutrients in it. Lady's mantle, that's something special, that's Latin name is Artemilla, and that's really used as a medicinal herb in the traditional past. It has some ingredients, it's have some, said to have some effect to especially women's health.
Was interested only because I think nettle soup I had in Sweden, it makes me smile because I wondered why in Ireland we've never really used nettles because we have a lot of them. And then looking into them, you know, there's vitamins like A, C, and E, but you've also got calcium and magnesium and potassium in them. And amazingly, I discovered that nettles were actually one of the first herbs that we actually ever used. It used to also be used as a fiber. So it definitely seems like an underused wild herb. And yet, actually, I'm thinking it would be great. It comes in a powdered form, the wild herbs, don't they?
Yeah, what we have in a powdered form. And it is true what you said, that in the field there is really plenty of herbs that could be used, and they are really packed with vitamins and minerals and all key elements that you need in your body, and still being very low in calories and fat. And they are very good addition to healthy food, something you can use as a main ingredient or as a seasoning easily in your food.
And also, again, for provisioning, I know in the wintertime here, we would eat a lot of spinach and kale. Again, they're very perishable very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I've never actually seen dried spinach. I'm not sure if it would appeal as much. But I was going to talk about menu ideas, but having a look at your website, some of your menu ideas of things to use actually read like a Michelin restaurant menu. You beautiful variety of ideas of how to incorporate these into meals and not just sort of smoothies, which is my first, go-to of packing everything into one drink. You know, there's a real flexibility in how yacht chefs could use these.
Yeah, that's true. And we really try to focus on that and get ideas from our customers and consumers, but also top chefs who use these in their restaurants, and really get some new ideas how to use these products. Because we know that people are not so familiar with using wild herbs or even berry powders or mushrooms. So it's good to bring available recipes. We have included those on our website, and we will shortly have a mobile application to provide healthy recipes based on our products.
Fantastic. And all three of these, you know, your mushrooms and your berries, your wild herbs, you also have some teas and instant drink powders.
Yeah, that's true. This instant drink powder is something relatively new in our selection. And that's basically a combination or mix of berry powders and herb powders. It's 100% of those, nothing extra added there. We do have four different flavors of those with different effects for energy, for balance, for vision, and for purity. They are really easy to use. Just mix them with either hot or cold water, the amount of your liking, and just drink it. That's very easy to use. Of course, you can use those as a seasoning as well, but originally they are developed for have a drink.
Well, and you know, for provisioning, where it can be a long season, these are all very easy to use. Your packaging is sort of resealable, pretty compact, packing a lot of nutrients into one small package, really.
Yeah, that's true. And really, our idea has been that we don't want to carry water around the world. And our products will be all dried products. They go very small place. You will always have a space for them in your kitchen or in the galley pantry. So, and they are easy to take with you if you travel, and in the boat as well. As a dried product with resealable package, they have a long shelf life.
Wonderful. Finally, before we finish up, are there any particular awards or accreditations you've been given as a fairly new company?
Yeah, we have worked now a couple of years now, and in different markets, both in Europe and in Asia. Lately, also in Arabic countries, and we have everywhere we have get very good feedback on our products and the flavor and how they easily those can be used. So we are very pleased on the feedback we have received. We have also attended in Japan Team Chef contest. It was a contest for professional chefs, and our bilberry powder was awarded there for its flavor and color.
So suiting all different palates and cultural palates as well.
Yeah, we talk about the recipes, and really we have tried to ask recipes from different food cultures, from Japan and Arabic and European countries, so that we could have recipes that suit for every taste and every kind of food.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Asko, so much. If you want to find out more, go to Natural Nordic and some fantastic ideas. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay well, stay safe wherever you are.
This is Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favorite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfill your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
This is Super Yacht Radio.